If you're hearing the sound of my voice, you're watching Don Talk here on Channel 180, Charter, Spectrum, Coleman, Alabama. Check us out on Roku, iTunes, Spotify, and Google Play. This episode has been brought to you by Tony, Sarah, Nissan, and Coleman. Today we have Chairman Kenneth Walker with us today. He's the chairman, the head of the County Commission.
That's right.
How are we doing today?
Doing good.
Glad to have you here today.
Thank you. Thanks for the invite.
You're very welcome. We got just a few announcements real quick we're going to do, and then we'll get into what we were talking about earlier. Premier Bank of the South is still taking donations for Deputy Adam Clark. You can put those in any, or take those to any Premier Bank of the South, any location, and they're going to give that to Deputy Clark and his family, and it's a great cause. We know that the Sheriff's Department down there is quite a family, to say the least.
Oh, yes, they are.
We wish them all the best and praying for them. Also, we got Hee Haw coming back up again the 28th. And it's going to be at 2 p.m. at the Hansville Civic Center. She forgot her notes.
It's no, okay. I'm confusing them. The other one with I Love New York at Wallace State is the 29th at 6:30, and that is I Love New York dinner. It's going to help the theater students get to New York City. Mm-hmm. So it's a theater dinner play, but they also, the culinary students are cooking for the whole audience. So it should be a good
fantastic
thing.
Yeah. So Hee Haw one night and New York the next night.
There you go. I mean,
wow. Good. You got it.
North, south, east, west. Who knows what we'll go next. Mr. Walker.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for coming on. Tell us a little bit about yourself and about your campaign.
Well, I'm Kenneth Walker. Born and raised in Coleman, Alabama. I now live in Fairview. I'm married 27 years to Trina Walker. She's a middle school principal at Fairview. I got three boys, Lance, who is married to Jessica, Braden, who's married to Jada, and Landon is our youngest. I've been in farming all my life, been in construction all my life, and I'm just proud to serve the citizens of Coleman County as chairman of the county.
Fantastic. Now, you said you're a little bit of a farmer there. I wouldn't say a little bit of a farmer. You do chicken farming, correct?
Yes, sir, I do.
That's a pretty tough job. I don't know if anybody's done it, but that ain't easy.
Don't they call the babies diddles?
Diddles?
That's what they call
chicks.
Them. Yeah, they call them diddles. I heard they're called diddles.
I think somebody.
I first moved from here.
She forgot her notes.
No, diddle. They're called diddles.
She forgot her notes.
You never heard that.
All right, diddle, easy. That's what we're going to call you now, diddle. No, I'm just kidding. I was going to, it being President's Day and all, I was going to mention something. And now this is kind of a thing in Alabama. We have hemp farms. Right. And you being a farmer, I know you've done some cattle farming, have you ever raised crops before?
No, never raised crops. So.
But in general, what is your opinion on it? What do you think about that?
Well, I tell you, I think it's a great thing.
Yeah.
There's so many things that you can use it or make out of it and use it for, and the CDB oil, I think, is helping people that's... maybe down in bed, and I think it's a good thing if it's used for what it's supposed to be used for.
Yeah, well, I know they used to make rope out of it, and hemp rope is some of the best rope you can use, especially in ocean settings, because the salt doesn't impact it as much as nylon. And it's also more expensive because it's less readily available.
Right.
But here's the thing, if Alabama jumps on that train, gets going with it, they could really make an impact for Alabama as a whole and Alabama nation, globally.
Oh, yeah.
We could be making rope and clothes, and I don't even know what else they can make out of it nowadays. But
I seen a list, and I was very shocked at what it is used for.
I bet
it's amazing.
I bet there's a ranch dressing.
Could be a ranch dressing.
Straight from the farm to your ranch, next thing you know. We get a lot of talk about your position. I know you've had a lot of people talk about what you do. Tell us exactly what the chairman of the commission does.
Well, the chairman of the commission is over the financials.
Mm-hmm.
We take care of the money, or I take care of the money. I have people that help me take care of the money, and I'm proudly to say that the county's been in the black for the last 7 years since I've been in office, and I want to continue to keep it that way. And since we have been in the black, we've been able, in 2018, we were able to put extra $2 million into paving roads.
Okay.
We had an extra million in 2019, and I know people don't want to hear excuses, but with all the rain we had, we were just was not able to get our paving projects done in 2019.
Yeah. Well, I used to do road work for a little while, about 7 years. I guess you'd call that a little while.
Yes, a little
while. But, you know, when it rains, you can't get out there and make the roads. You just can't fix them. Even if you do, it just comes right back out.
That's right.
So, you know, there's only so much you can do as far as weather goes.
Well, like I say, we're not using excuses,
by no means.
We had normally normal rainfall here is about 50, 52 inches a year. We had 75 inches last year in 2019, and this is 2020, and it hadn't stopped raining yet.
Did you know in the state of Alabama, we get more more rain than they do in Seattle, Washington? Per year, that's a foggy fact, but anyway,
feeling kind of foggy. Remember,
look
this
it up,
is
you'll be surprised. I was surprised. Somebody was like,
Monday.
Yeah, we get more rain here than they do in Seattle, and I was like, psh, whatever.
Which leads
sure
us
enough,
into our just to remind the viewers, we are going to have some foggy facts because some of the facts Dessa has looked up, they sound almost too far fetched.
Yeah.
They're all about our presidents, some of them are very far fetched. So
well,
whenever you get ready, we're just warning y'all, if you don't like what you hear, just double check me.
Or check with the NSA.
Double check us.
You know, the
foggy
NSA
facts.
Comes knocking on our door. No, I'm just kidding. Don't come up here.
We don't
need that.
We don't mean any harm.
But anyway. But
if you come up here, they'll get you on camera.
Yeah, that's right. They will. Come on up here. Be good for ratings. No, anyway. let's take a quick break, and we'll come back with our foggy facts and get back to the show here in just a minute. Thank you to Coleman. Thank you to Tony Serenese on and Coleman for sponsoring this show. We'll be right back after these messages. Welcome back to the show. And you're watching Don Talk, and this episode is brought to you by Tony Serenese on and Coleman. Still with us today, we got Mr. Walker, Kenneth Walker, Chairman Kenneth Walker. You know, these chairman names that get me sometimes, I just don't know whether to call you Chairman Walker, Mr. Walker, Kenneth Walker. But you know,
Ken's fine.
All right. Fantastic.
Right.
Fantastic. So anyway, we had a race that happened. What was it? Yesterday?
Yesterday.
I think there was a race yesterday somewhere in Daytona.
Well, it was supposed to be a race yesterday. We watched it.
Yeah.
We tried to watch it for like 4 hours.
I forgot it was even happening. So.
You know, it was the first president that ever ran the loop. They were in that big
loop.
Old car, whatever you call that thing.
Yeah, they had a low flyover too, didn't they?
Yes.
Or
fly
by. I didn't see the whole thing.
The
but.
Air Force jets flew by, and that was very
took
cool.
Took off from inside the infield.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty cool.
They
can do that.
20 laps in, rained them out.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Well,
after I watched 4 hours of pregame show, I was kind of let down.
I mean, ask any Floridian and be like, oh, is it going to rain today? They'd be like, wait a couple minutes.
Right.
You know, it always rains.
One of my fun facts, this one I don't think is foggy. The both Bushes, the Reagan and the Trump, are the only ones that have ever come to a Daytona 500.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Fascinating.
Yep.
You know, that being like the first race of all the races.
It's the beginning of the
season.
That
was the big one to go to. That's where everybody's watching.
Yeah, really.
Over
200,000 drivers
people.
Are going to
do. It was fun.
I was always a Dale Jr. fan. What about you? Anybody?
Yeah, Dale Jr.
You like
Dale
Jr.?
This was Jimmy Johnson's. This going to be his last year. So
he's still racing.
This is supposed to be his last year.
Jimmy.
This is last year.
I know you know him. No, I'm just kidding. He doesn't know who I am. Anyway, well,
it was fun.
Yeah, I mean, but today's also President's Day, and we don't want to downplay the fact that it's to honor our presidents, past and present. Dessa's got some facts for us. Just a few facts.
Foggy.
Foggy facts. They came from the internet, so.
But it's a good thing. Okay, well, Lyndon B. Johnson, I wasn't even going to say this, because I don't think I can get the word out. The Wabash Cannonball, supposedly, he was the World War II.
Yeah.
He was en route to bomb on the South Pacific.
Mm-hmm.
He had to stop and relieve himself. He got off the plane,
mm-hmm.
and before he got back on the plane, the Wabash Cannonball was shot down, and he died. He didn't die. Everybody else on the plane did.
I have a question
did.
About this.
Wow.
Well,
okay.
And considering that, they said, you know, there might have been conspiracy about him and JFK, and so had he died on the plane, maybe JFK wouldn't have gotten shot. All Foggy.
All Foggy.
To you guys.
The foggiest part is he got off the plane, but it got shot
down.
Usually you don't forget the Vice President of the United States when you're flying somewhere. You're like,
he had to go to the bathroom.
Unless
he
you're
got
like,
off to go to the bathroom.
What was Bush's one that we always forgot? What was his name? First Bush. See, there you go.
Okay, here's another funny one. I think it's Foggy. We'll see. Apparently, Gerald R. Ford's real name is Leslie Lynch King Jr.
Oh, great. Now
y'all
the NSA's coming. Now
check
coming,
me
folks.
On this. It's
they're
funny.
Coming.
I love
you're
it. Okay,
all
I got
kind
more.
Of
I got more. George W. Bush was the high school head cheerleader.
I've actually seen that picture.
And I've also heard that Ronald Reagan consulted astrologers often before he made political decisions.
Wow.
I think that's true. And Andrew Jackson taught his parrot to cuss. To the point that they had to remove him from his funeral.
Remove Andrew Jackson from his funeral?
No, the parrot from Andrew Jackson's funeral.
I thought this might have been one of those airplane deals.
Foggy. Another foggy fact. Whatever's a good one. James Garfield, I never even heard of him, but 1881, he could write Greek in one hand and Latin in another.
I wish I could do that.
That's very talented.
That's a very talented.
That's crazy.
Now, this is a fact I know. Theodore Roosevelt finished an hour-long speech after he got shot in the chest.
Yes.
It was lodged between two ribs. It went through his eyeglass and the speech he wrote. So not only did he have to be reminded by the pain in his chest, but the hole in his sheets.
That's true.
So there you go.
Very true. And George Washington's teeth were not made of wood. They were made of hippo ivory.
Wow.
And other things too, like apparently human stuff. But the reason why they were dark and they look like wood because they cracked, and he was known to drink dark wine.
Oh, okay.
And so it stained them.
Yeah,
and they look like he had woodchuck. How much wood can a woodchuck chuck?
Are you a wine drinker? Do you drink any wine?
No, not
a wine drinker. Well, no. I'm a little bit of a wine drinker. I can understand that. You know,
make your teeth red.
But I'll tell you. There's a lot of different facts that, you know, we can
spit
out.
That's why we're calling
it
Foggy.
About presidents and past and future.
Because I always heard his teeth was made out of wood.
Yeah, that's what I always heard.
Bone. Like, I think teeth is bone sort of, so it's kind of wood.
Kind of
like wood. It's actually stronger than wood, so.
There you go.
Good deal.
Kenneth, we appreciate you coming in today. This is about all the time we got today. We want to thank all of our patrons and all them for sponsoring the show.
I have one more note.
What's that?
Leap year. February 29th only comes every 4 years, and it is
the
only day where
it is
appropriate for the woman to ask the man to marry her.
So, ladies, if you're interested,
I got big plans for this year.
I'm just kidding. I'll do it. They'll do it. All right.
That's my last fun fact, and that's
not
Foggy.
Did you have a good time?
Great time.
Thank you for coming. We appreciate you so much.
We appreciate you very much. That's been our show today. This show has been brought to you by Tony, Sarah, Nissan, and Coleman. Thank you for watching, and you've been watching Don Talk.
Be sure to check our facts, too.
Yeah, check our facts, definitely. Oh, man. Foggy, to say the least.
Very foggy.